Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Tropical Chevrolet Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show on AM 560, FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM, and the Radio.com app. Sponsored by Tropical Chevrolet, where convenience for our customers is our top priority. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet. Here's Zach and the Nose.
All right, folks. You heard the Dan Day update. By the way, an update to the update. Odell Beckham Jr., now the second person ever banned from LSU's campus. Dan Day was the other one. That's what happens. Dan Day, our crazy Dan Day with us tonight. It is Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. We are entering week 7 of the NFL season, halfway through the regular season of fantasy football. Zach and the Nose is only Zach and the Nose when there's two of us. So let me introduce my partner in crime, as I always do. Follow him on Twitter at Spencer Nose, N-O-S-E. The Nose, we're here with me tonight. Good evening, Nose. Welcome to week 7.
Welcome is right. El nariz grande es aquí. What's up, guys? Big week we have upcoming.
Right. Everything's okay. Huge. Right. Everything is all right. Like I figured that maybe we would have one of these weeks where we wouldn't have to start the show with some COVID-19, some COVID-free talk maybe. Did not happen. We have a little bit of an incident going on with the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, we have 1,500 pounds worth of COVID right now. On the sideline.
It is an interesting report. If you go to Tom Pelissero's Twitter or Adam Schefter's Twitter, any of these national guys, and you see... the Raiders are being quarantined, some of them, but the Raiders' entire offensive line, the starting 5 guys on that offensive line, are being quarantined. Jonathan Abram, their starting safety, he's being quarantined. The game has already been changed from the Sunday night football game to a 4:05 game on Sunday. That's in serious doubt at this point. There's probably going to be some major consideration of putting that game Monday or Tuesday, because here's the deal, folks, and if you follow the NFL and all their rules, congratulations, because I had to look this one up and I do radio every day. You cannot join a team. Actually, we did learn it last week with the Le'Veon Bell trade. You cannot just sign with a team or join a team and start that day with them. It's 5 days of testing before you can enter the facility, and I'm no genius, but if they signed a guy tonight and they started testing him tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday is not 5 days for them to get guys in there. I do not think they have 5 bodies on the offensive line on the practice squad. They only have 2 or 3 from what I read. It is possible that Oakland, that Vegas goes into that game with 2 or 3 offensive linemen that actually have played in the NFL. Possibly one that has never been in an NFL field before. And a converted tight end that might have to play right or left tackle in this game. Wow. And I think that, did Dan Day bring up the question earlier?
He sure
did. You're Derek Carr right now. What the hell are you thinking?
You are thinking, what were my boys doing during the bye week? Were they all partying together? Because you got to protect me, okay? Because I would not want that game to happen if I was Derek Carr. And if you're Josh Jacobs, I'm thinking the same exact thing. And on top of it, they're playing the Bucs, who have the number 2 overall defensive, defensive against the run, with Ndamukong Suh leading that over there. So already it's a horrible matchup for Jacobs. Can you imagine if he has no offensive line? against that defensive line.
We never talk about this on the show, but I will tell you that if that game does get played and I see 3 to 4 to 5 new offensive linemen, I will do whatever I have to do to get Tampa Bay's defense on my fantasy team this week to play against that Raiders team, right?
It's like, a great defense to start with because they're a really good D, and this just, it's a heavenly situation.
Right.
Yeah, it's a big wow.
Very juicy, very nice, exactly. So that's going on.
We got to keep an eye on that one. We got to monitor it. And just, we're lucky, it's a 4 o'clock game. So it's a 4 o'clock game, yeah.
If you have Darren Waller, if you have Josh Jacobs, you have one of these guys that's pretty much a stud on your team, what the hell do you do if they really go into that game with 5 new offensive linemen? Is there a chance you say at that point, bench those guys?
I'm not benching those guys. Not Darren Waller, and I'm not benching Josh Jacobs because we have 4 teams on a bye. We have Minnesota, Miami, Indy, and Baltimore. So there's just no way someone's like, oh, yeah, I got a really good – unless you're really got a good team where you have the ability to bench a Josh Jacobs, who's your second-round draft pick, early second, to be honest, and or Waller, who's just a stud. You got to start them and pray that someone's able to keep Derek Carr upright. That's what we're hoping. But let's not jump to any conclusions here. Okay. But what we need to do is make sure that if they don't play the game, that you have players on your bench that could slide into them. Right. So they are the 4 o'clock game. We will know before the 1 o'clocks whether that game is actually happening or not. So again, keep a close eye on it. Make sure if you have Darren Waller, you have a suitable backup tight end. And if you have Josh Jacobs, just make sure you have somebody on your bench that you might have to throw in because there's a darn good chance for the safety of Derek Carr they might have to cancel this game.
Right, right. Like, seriously, he's probably thinking in the back of his head, yeah, one more guy, please test positive, even on the Bucs team, so he could just cancel this game, go to that week 18 or whatever they want to throw.
That'll be.
That'll be, right. There was also a little bit of other NFL news here today, not necessarily total fantasy impact, but it does for the Ravens defense a little bit. The Ravens defense traded with the Minnesota Vikings to get, and there's no way I'm going to say this right, but I am going to try, Yannick Ngakoue.
Great.
Did I really? I've been practicing for over an hour. He, by the way, for all you Jacksonville Jaguar fans out there, him and Calais Campbell, who's the other defensive end for Baltimore, started in the 2017 AFC Championship game for the Jaguars together. Now they're back in Baltimore. As if Baltimore's defense needed to get any better, they have.
Right. So if you have Baltimore's defense, I know this is the master of the obvious. You're not dropping them this week. You're going to figure out a way to add a defense by not dropping a defense. Like sometimes I know if you have like the top kicker and you have to pick up a kicker for their bye week, you know, sometimes you got to suck it up and just drop that kicker.
I did it. I have Baltimore's defense, one of my teams. And what I did was I think I dropped Russell Gage. I think I dropped Gage to get another defense for 1 week, a 1 week rental, because I didn't want to give up Baltimore's defense. This was before Yannick got traded there. Thank God I did that and didn't pull the stupid move.
Nose approves. Yeah, right.
I figured
you do not drop Baltimore's defense. I think that's pretty obvious.
So that's it. So we have a lot to talk about today. The text line will be open the entire show, 305-567-0560. We're going to go over in a couple of minutes the nose candy and the nosebleeds from last week. We have observations, plenty of observations to go over, and a lot of big names. By the way, also in that Baltimore rumor mill, it looks like Dez Bryant's going to get signed to their practice squad. How about that?
That is not interesting to me yet.
It's just funny.
I mean, it's intriguing in terms of NFL and what a character he is. And the talent that he obviously has, and he's coming off of that torn Achilles when he was with the Saints. Fantasy-wise, I'm not running to pick him up. But there's another player who got a little cue by Adam Schefter saying, come week 9, he's going to be signing somewhere.
Right.
And we'll be talking about Antonio Brown and how there is definitely a lot of upside in Antonio Brown being rostered right now. So
without looking at the observation list, I'm guessing that's 1 or 2 on our list to talk about later on in the show. Are you circling it as one? I haven't.
No, it's numero uno. It's number one.
I figured that would be.
Yeah.
So we'll do that also. We got the sniff test, obviously, for week 7 of the NFL season as well. The tight end of the week and the nose pick of the week coming up a little bit later on in the program, probably the last segment of the program. But the text machine is wide open. Like I said, we're going to keep it wide open. 305-567-0560. I believe it was last week when the text machine legit took over the entire first hour of the show. I like when that happens. So we'll keep it open, and if any come in, like right now, there's a couple that just popped in here, we'll get right to them, because if you're listening right now, we'll try to get you an answer as quickly as possible. Half point PPR nose. Need one. McKinnon from San Francisco. Was it? He says need one Hasty. I think he meant one running back. McKinnon from San Francisco or Harris from New England.
No, he's asking Hasty or McKinnon because Hasty is now. Yes. So Hasty and or McKinnon from San Fran or Damian Harris from New England.
From New England.
And
half
your answer
PPR,
is.
Right.
Jerick McKinnon, no-brainer for me on this one, especially in a half-point PPR. McKinnon is the person who is going to get the majority of the snaps for San Francisco, and I have as a very nice play this week.
Right, yeah, that's a good one right there. There's another one real quickly in here. I have Lamar out, Lamar Jackson out tonight. Should I start, or this weekend, should I start Wentz tonight or Tannehill versus Pittsburgh? Ooh.
I cannot recommend Wentz tonight. I cannot do it, won't do it. He's got so many weapons hurt. Zach Ertz being out 4 to 5 weeks now, it looks like. What a bust he's been this year, and now the injury. We'll talk about that later on the show. How do you not ride Tannehill? Yes, I know he's going against Pittsburgh. I totally get it, but he's home. They are right now clicking on all cylinders, and you got to go with Tannehill over Wentz. I mean, he's not going to have one of those 40-point fantasy games, but I expect him to have still a very solid game.
Here's another quick one here before we take our first break here of the program. I had Dak on my team. I picked up Goff and Tannehill. Well done, by the way, there. Roethlisberger came free, so I picked him up. But I have Waller. Which quarterback would you drop to have a backup tight end? So would you drop Goff, Tannehill, or Big Ben to keep Waller to get a backup tight end?
I would drop Goff, okay? I would drop Goff. Tannehill is going to be your starter for most weeks. Maybe not this week. Maybe I would start Roethlisberger this week against the Titans D. But Tannehill is proving to himself. He's averaging 23.5 points per game. That's super consistent. It's not elite status. It's not like a Russell Wilson or now a Kyler Murray who's putting up ridiculous numbers in the 30 range. But it's as safe as can be. Tannehill has got complete control of that team. Yes, that's still Derrick Henry's team, and we all saw it. Oh, did we all see it? But Tannehill right now is as safe as it gets to get around 15 to 25 points. So, I would go with Tannehill and drop Goff in this situation.
All right, there you go. 305-567-0560 is the text machine. We'll take our first break right here. This is Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet in Miami Shores. That's the Nose. I am Zach. Dan Day is our DJ tonight. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Nose Candy and the Nosebleeds from week 6 of the NFL season.
My sister got lucky, married a yuppie, took him for all he was worth. Now she's a swinger.
Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet in beautiful Miami Shores. A little Tom Petty for you for a second. Dandy, let it ride for a couple seconds here. I like this.
Save me. Oh, you're so bad.
It would have been his 70th birthday, I think.
I
Tuesday.
Know. Yesterday. Oh, yeah, Tuesday. Yeah.
Gainesville one time.
Right. All right. Make sure we kill that quick so the FCC doesn't get us for an $80,000 fine playing music too long. I'm sure we don't have copyright to that.
I'm sure they're really listening closely, Zach.
Listen, Zach the Nose is very popular in 13 different countries, not the United States. But in 13 other countries around the world.
And huge in Hawaii.
Huge. Actually, you're right. I should not say not the United States.
According to Hassan Whiteside, which is another country. So.
This is Zach of the Nose. That is the Nose. We went over a lot of text messages in the first segment. We have a couple more that came in. We'll get to those real quickly. And then we're going to get to the Nosebleeds and the Nose Candy from week 6 of the NFL season. We're entering week 7 tonight with the Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles. In the game to see if someone could take charge of that NFC East, the worst division in NFL right now, is the NFC East. Someone is going to win that division with 5 wins, go 5-11, and host a wild card game. That is pretty pathetic, unless it's your team who wins, and then you're happy about it. PPR league, 1 point, and then it says half point per run. Or wow, is that even is that possible? No,
that's
heard
possible.
About that?
It's called half a point per carry.
Half a point of carry. Wow. I need 2 flex. Latavius Murray, McKissick, Dame Harris. Is it Dame Harris or is Dame
Damian Harris? Harris, correct.
2 different people. Okay.
I got you over here.
And I think Le'Veon Bell is the last one on there also.
The texture did not help you with the spelling, correct?
No.
So with a half a point per run, you're looking for volume right now because that's exactly what how you get points. And so Damian Harris should get the volume for the rushes, and so I like him. And then I'm giving Le'Veon Bell a go right here. I don't trust Latavius Murray. McKissick doesn't get most of the run. And Le'Veon Bell was signed to play. He's not just going to be on the sidelines for this game. Now, we're going to get into that in the observations, of course. But I would go with Harris and Le'Veon Bell this week.
All right. Next one that just came in, flex PPR, Ruggs, Landry, Cole. It's definitely not Kaleen Cole. Hayden Hurst. So pick one of those, I believe. And then there's, because he needs one, because Cook and Eckler, or Aaron Eckler, out. But start with the first one. I guess flex PPR, I guess pick one, Ruggs, Landry, Cole, or Hurst.
Can I answer the question with I called it Oakland, and we're going to do it a few times. If the Vegas Raiders have offensive linemen and they're actual starters, then I like Ruggs. But if they are not, and he cannot be protected, that is Carr, then I'm going to go with Keenan Cole as the player there. So Keenan Cole over Landry, over Hurst, over Ruggs, unless Ruggs is a full-blown go and the Raiders can protect right. their offensive line, their quarterback. So that's how we're going to do that one. And then the next one, should you start Malcolm Brown, Duke Johnson, or pick up Clements? That's a tough one.
Or McKinnon's on there also. That's the next part of it. Or McKinnon.
Oh, definitely McKinnon. That made my life much easier. Definitely go with McKinnon.
Right. Yeah, these texts are hard to read sometimes. They're two-part texts sometimes. You got to be careful.
That's why I need you.
Right, that's why I'm here. Do I trade away Zach Ertz, somebody said.
If you could trade Zach Ertz, I'd be very impressed.
What are you getting for Zach Ertz right now, though?
You're getting a bowl of Parmesan cheese. You are getting nothing. No, you don't trade away Zach Ertz. Who are you getting for Zach Ertz? That's a great question. You said it. If you could get some type of value, if you could text us back and say, I could get this person for Zach Ertz, maybe I could help you. But Zach Ertz, to me, is one of the biggest busts on the year. He's absolutely done nothing, and he was a consensus top five tight end. He's the big tight end bust of the year.
Flex PPR, Swift, CD, or Juju?
Need to pick one full PPR, Swift, CD, or Juju. That is not easy, but I'm actually going to go with Swift. I'm riding the Swift train a little bit more this week. Swift was very, very hot over the last 2 weeks. He's playing at Atlanta. We all know that Atlanta can't stop anybody right now. I want to see what CD Lamb looks like for one more week with Dalton in this case, and Juju, huge bust so far this year, and I don't trust him right now until he shows us a good game. So go with Swift.
All right, last text right now until we're going to get to the nosebleed nose candy coming up here in just a second. Le'Veon Bell or Mike Williams, full PPR?
Oh, I'm going to go with Mike Williams on this one because of the quarterback, Herbert. The Herb throwing the ball to Mike Williams 2 weeks ago looked amazing before their bye week. I would totally go with Mike Williams. Let's see what Le'Veon Bell looks like. Again, I expect Le'Veon Bell for everyone to get around 10 carries, maybe 8 to 10 carries for 40 to 50 yards, maybe 2 to 3 catches. The question is, does he find the end zone? Do they get him in the end zone because Andy Reid decides, I want to make this guy happy? It's quite possible. But we really need to see what he looks like before we're starting him over more proven players. And I believe that Mike Williams is actually a really nice fit right now. Keenan Allen's going to get double teamed, so I would go with Mike Will.
All right, we'll get some more of your text messages coming up here on the show, 305-567-0560. We got to get to our stuff from week 6 from last week. Nose gave you a bunch of picks last week, what he liked, what he didn't like. Let's go over a couple of those right now. Let's start off with some Dan Day. Give me some nose candy.
Nose candy.
That's right. Give me some candy from last week, Nose.
All right, let's rock this thing out, okay? I recommended last week Kirk Cousins against Atlanta, and although he did throw 3 interceptions, which is minus 6 points, he did throw for 3 touchdowns and a long one to Jefferson. Also had 343 yards. So 343 yards, 3 touchdowns. Yeah, that's candy. I recommended David Montgomery, who had 97 total yards and 4 receptions. Very solid. I recommended Jonathan Taylor, a.k.a. JT, and he had 115 yards and 4 receptions as well. And my favorite one was I did recommend your boy George Jefferson, Justin Jefferson, and I quoted, I smell a long one. Well,
That nose worked.
My man did good because that nose smelled a monster game. 9 receptions, 166 yards, 2 touchdowns, and that 49-yard bomb. Well, the LSU star is making his move right now, early and often, to being maybe one of the next really good wide receivers in the league. I said it's time to get Chase Claypool in the lineup if Diontae Johnson was out, and he was. Chase then gave us 4 catches for 74 yards and a rushing touchdown. We got to discuss him later on the show, Zach, because DJ is back. So how does that work with the Steeler wide receivers? Note that somewhere for me. I recommended you bench Jared Goff, and that was a good move. This guy's like musical chairs. Sometimes he's good, sometimes he's bad. It's really based on the matchup. So last week was not a good matchup, and that was a good one. I recommended you bench Joe Mixon. That's right, and he only had 54 yards on the ground. Talking about a heckle and jide. I also said to drop T.Y. Hilton. I didn't say don't even – I said not to even start him. I said to drop T.Y. Hilton. So let's go over this one quickly, Zach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Phillip Rivers
right.
has a mind-blowing 371 yards.
It was 2007. It was 2007.
Right.
Phillip Rivers, right.
Right, where he only had 7 children compared to his 15 right now.
Right.
Correct. 371 yards, 3 touchdowns. Pretty sick game, right? Well, who's their number one wide receiver when anybody thinks of the Colts? It's T.Y. Hilton.
T.Y. Hilton, right.
He had 1 catch for 11 yards.
Wow.
Think about that. 1 catch for 11 yards
wow.
when Rivers had 371 yards and 3 touchdowns. So, yeah, that guy is now completely unstartable, shouldn't be on your roster, and I don't really know why besides those two are not a fit right now. So those were my nose candy.
Good job. Good list of nose candy right there from week 6 of the NFL season. Going along with the nose candy, well, there'll be some nosebleeds as well from some of those picks that did not work out so well. Dan Day, give me a little bit of that nosebleed.
Uh-oh. Nosebleed.
Nose, let me hear it from week 6.
I still laugh at our produce show. I do. I just laugh
awesome,
at it every time.
Right.
Okay, it was my first major nosebleed, the one that I couldn't stop every
this
night.
Was a gusher.
Like every, you,
this was a
you
gusher.
Stay up all night.
Right.
It was a gusher. And that was the nose pick of the week, Alexander Mattison. What a fail. Oh, my goodness. The game flow definitely didn't work in his favor as Minnesota found themselves throwing the ball all over the place. The dude had 30 total yards in what is my biggest nosebleed of the year. So I apologize for that one. I recommended Jimmy Robinson, and he only had 54 yards with 4 catches. Not very good.
No.
I recommended Big Ben, and although he had a good game in terms of a managing point of view, that dude literally handed the ball off to Connor Snell in the second half and basically didn't throw a ball. That's 162 yards and 1 touchdown. That is not good for fantasy stats. And the last bad one was I recommended against Jimmy Connor, who had 101 yards and 1 touchdown. That just turned into a running game, so that was another pretty bad nosebleed. I said, do not put him in your DFS lineup, and I failed you guys on that one.
Right, yeah, that was a tough one. Listen, it happens. Every week here we go over all the good and the bad picks here. We hold those accountable with the nosebleeds and the nose candy. We'll get to the sniff test later on. We'll go over all that stuff. Let's go over a couple observations here before we get back to the text line. 305-567-0560 is the text line. I guess the obvious observation now after the Adam Schefter tweet saying he'll be ready to go is like what you said before, Antonio Brown. It looks like one of these two teams will be signing him, and I believe the two teams are the Seattle Seahawks and the Baltimore Ravens. What do you think about that and his impact once he does sign?
Well, obviously, I believe that Antonio Brown is a phenomenal talent. And I saw the reports, and I picked him up in every league possible. I had to prioritize and pick him up in literally every league because you can't tell me, Zach, that there is not one player out there who could give you more upside in the second half of the fantasy season than an Antonio Brown. But it comes with a major but. If he goes to Seattle, I can't get so excited because there's just so many balls to go around. You have, obviously, in my opinion, the best up-and-coming wide receiver in the game, bar none, DK Metcalf. He's going to get his. You have Tyler Lockett, and now you add an Antonio Brown to this situation. Yeah, it might make Russell Wilson's numbers look better, but what it'll do is it'll put a small dent into DK Metcalf and to Tyler Lockett because their targets are going to go down. They're going to have less catches, and they're going to get Antonio Brown the ball. But Antonio Brown's not going to have enough value there where he could be a wide receiver one, wide receiver two. He'll be a good flex play possibly. But if he goes to Baltimore, man, oh man, that could be a special place for him to go because they're going to target the heck out of him, Zach.
Right.
So let's see where he goes. We don't know yet. But if he's still available on your waiver wires, you go pick him up, you stash him, you put him away, and you see how this plays out, because I firmly believe the talent is still there. Like we mentioned before, Dez Bryant got picked up by the Ravens. I can't see him being that effective where his route running is going to give separation to the cornerbacks. Antonio Brown is still just fine. So, again, it's one of those stash him and wait and see guys. And I hope you guys, anybody listening out there, if you got him, smile. Don't get cocky about it. Let's see how it goes.
Baltimore taking it back to Madden 2014 with Antonio Brown on one side and Dez Bryant on the other. Good job by them there with Lamar Jackson. Last week we got text messages because we said this guy's name so many times during the show, Le'Veon Bell, that somebody told us to shut up about it already. That person's not back here yet tonight on the text machine. It is wide open if you are listening, 305-567-0560. But the Kansas City backfield now with Le'Veon Bell and the hyphen. What are your expectations for both guys going forward? This weekend will be the first game Le'Veon Bell's actually in uniform for KC.
Well, the hyphen had a hell of a game last week. Because
he sure did.
He sure did. All of a sudden, you know, talk about lighting a fire underneath you. Listen, I can't imagine where this is still not a situation where the hyphen's getting 60 to 65% of the plays. This is still a situation where he's the young guy. He's a perfect fit for this team, and I am still a believer in him. That being said, this signing is no bueno for the hyphen, okay? He's going to get less carries, and that's less opportunities. And there's a very good chance, based off of his size, that Le'Veon Bell ends up being the guy that gets the balls on the goal line. Hell, Darrell Williams is getting the ball on the goal line right now, so I expect that to switch to Le'Veon Bell. Listen, if you're a Le'Veon Bell owner, you're thrilled. You can't wait. You have popcorn. You're ready to watch this game. Mm-hmm. I don't recommend starting him unless you have to, but God, I mean, he's got to be better than what he was on the Jets because he was not startable for the Jets.
Right.
So again, Le'Veon Bell owners, sit back, enjoy, and hope to get some carries. Hope he breaks one and says, okay, I'd rather this be more of a 50-50 split. And if you're a hyphen owner, you're just hoping that he still gets the volume and that he's the lead runner. And that's that. You got to play it by ear. We do not know what Andy Reid's going to do. The genius himself is figuring that all out probably right now. So I very much look forward to seeing how they look and going against Denver in Denver. It should be a very interesting game. I'm very, very intrigued by the backfield. But if you have the hyphen, you're 100% starting them. Le'Veon Bell, only if you have to.
We have plenty more to go over here in hour number one, a ton more observations. We also have the sniff test, the tight end pick of the week, and the nose pick of the week, and of course your texts that get us going the rest of the show, 305-567-0560. Let's take another quick break here. We'll come back. We'll go over the rest of those observations, a couple more of your text messages as well. Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet in Miami Shores. That's the Nose. I'm Zach. Dan Day is our DJ. We're going to be back right after this. You guys have repeated Bell's name over 35 times in the past 10 minutes. Shut up.
Le'Veon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.